We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. And yes, we are streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. Started all off with a track featuring the awesome guitar work of the late Ron Ashton, and Scott Ashton, late Ron Ashton on guitar, later Scott Ashton on drums. Yes, he passed away last weekend, unfortunately. A very rockin' song by Iggy and the Stooges, third track off the I'm Sick of You EP, a track called I Gotta Write. And another awesome act from Australia, Radio Birdman, Radio Appear. The name of the record is, the name of the track is called Do the Pop. I've never seen either of these bands live. They're two great bands, and I've never, ever had a proper chance to see them. But I've seen a local band doing some covers of those two very songs, and very awesome covers of that, too. What's the name of that local band that does those two covers?
Drunk Tank.
And who's sitting across from me? The one and only D-Rock Liberace, all the way from Nova Scotia, but now residing in East Vancouver. You were gone for a bit, but now you're back.
Yep. I'm here to stay for a bit.
Yeah, and we're gonna be playing some tunes from Drunk Tank in a bit, very shortly. Brand new recording.
Yeah, we just did it about a year ago, actually. Gonna release it in a couple of months from now or so. So, and with the show, obviously, but not really sure when that's gonna be, but it'll happen soon.
Okay, awesome. We're going to get into that, but we're going to get into a band right now that will be playing in town here May 9th. And if you're not stoked on this, well, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. This band is coming. Classic act from the early 80s, from Indianapolis. What did I say? Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm talking about the Zero Boys. Here we go. We'll be right back.
haven't behaved. But you got so far away. You need to hit that grave. Or I'm gonna put you away.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
This is is Cliffhanger from the Freeze, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, and that is the show you were tuned into. My name is Aaron. Yeah, tuned in, joining. If those of you tuned in late, across from me, who's sitting here?
D-Rock.
Yeah, you got it. And D-Rock had no objections to the last set of songs that I played. Zero Boys, they'll be playing the Funky Winker Beans May 9th here in town. That's a classic track going back to the early 80s. Vicious Circles, name of the release, New Generation. Followed with a Boston classic going back to 1983. We Don't Need It by Jerry's Kids. From the What We Want Is Free by the Articles of Faith out of Chicago, Illinois, track called Bad Attitude. And from New York City, Reagan Youth, USA, from their first release. And yeah, you can't go wrong with Reagan Youth. They're playing again. People have told me that they're not that great, but I've seen some footage and it doesn't look bad at all. So yeah, we're going to get into some tunes here. As we talked about earlier, we're going to hear a band, a local band called Drunk Tank. How long has this band been around, D-Rock?
I moved here about 9 years ago to Vancouver from Nova Scotia. I was in a band called System Shit. We started up here with me, Otis, and Chickerman. Then I joined a band playing bass called Last Remnants. Then when we kind of split up, we, from both bands, System Shit and Last Remnants, we started Drunk Tank. So Otis came to Drunk Tank, and I played, blah, 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 blah. We got together. So it's been about maybe 7 years or something like that. But we found out there was another band called Drunk Tank.
From Victoria, of all places.
But I mean, like, we're from Nova Scotia. What the hell do we know, right?
So you
know what I mean?
It won't be the first that, you know, bands have a synonymous name or multiple names of one band. How could you know? But
with a band name like that, I mean, what do you expect anyway? I mean, come on.
So the band name isn't permanent. You say you're going to change it pretty soon, right?
Yeah. Maybe we'll put Drunk Tank OD at the end of it or something. I don't know.
Either way, I've seen them play a couple of times. Like I said, they're awesome. They do awesome covers of Radio Birdman and the Stooges, and they have a lot of their own good stuff as well, and we're going to hear a couple tracks by them. What's this track called, D-Rock?
The first one's called Deviant Bitch. It's with Otis singing on it. He's not our... Well, he sings a couple songs for us. Then we're going to play another one after that with Pete singing called Trainwreck.
Okay, here we go. It might sound like two different bands because it's two different singers, but it is Drunk Tank.
And I do backing vocals and bass.
Okay.
I'm awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, from Drunk Tank, we heard two tracks, Deviant Bitch and Train Wreck, and this was recorded where, D-Rock?
It was recorded a year ago. That's all you got to know.
Okay.
We're probably going to release it in, a couple months from now. We're going to play a show, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, excellent. How many tracks are recorded out of that session?
I think there was like 9 or 10 of them. So, plus we did those two covers.
Those are recorded too?
Yeah, excellent. We recorded them too, yeah.
From Drunk Tank, and now we're going to hear another band that you have been in for a very long time. The band is System Shit. How long has this band been around?
Well, it's been a joke in Nova Scotia. Like in 88, we were like just screwing around. It was like old sore throat type stuff, just fast blast beats and stuff like that. And it started getting serious later on. Then again, we're never serious, but, And I've had a version up here for a bit. It kind of flopped, but it was good. It was a lot of fun times. We did a couple recordings and stuff like that. When I was back in Nova Scotia for 6 months, we started it, went on tour for a bit, a week and a half, and it was liver damage in general. It was good liver damage. I like liver damage.
You like liver damage, but you don't like liver yourself, though.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Anyway.
Okay, so let's get into this recording. This is a recent recording of System Shit. Not System Shit Vancouver, but System Shit Halifax, right?
Yeah, it is. It's going on a split with Vertelic Response. They're from England, members from Spite and some other bands.
Excellent.
Kismetica Hardcore and shit like that. Anyway, this is two of the songs off our side. Plus, we'll play some Vertelic Response from England.
We shall do that.
Okay.
So, System Shit, and what is the name of this track, D-Rock?
The first song you're going to hear is Your Life is Fucked, then You Have No Rights, then Vertelic Response is Ceasefire.
On Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Rust.
All right, from the Mighty System Shit, that was a track called You Have No Rights, and that was recorded in Halifax, Nova Scotia last year, correct?
Yeah.
And before that, Vitrolic Response, their side of the split. This is a split coming out sometime, or?
Yeah, it should be out very soon, actually. It's, nope. It's in the press right now, so.
So what about Vitrolic Response? They're from...
England.
England, yeah. And members of...
Kismet Hardcore, I can't even pronounce it right. I think we're even pronouncing their name wrong. I can't even pronounce that right.
Vitriolic?
Maybe Vitriolic, yeah. Yep. I don't know. I don't have a clue. But yeah, but I mean, they're all nice guys. I think one of the guys from Spite, Kismet Hardcore, and they have been all in different bands over the years and stuff like that. So yeah, all right,
and System Shit with a track called Your Life is Fucked. Yep. And yeah, for those of you tuned in... We're sitting here with D-Rock Liveracci on the Generation Annihilation show. And yeah, he was up here about a good 2.5 years ago. And
maybe 3.5, maybe.
It was a while back.
Yeah.
2011 it was, anyways.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was more like 2.5 years. And when you were up last time, you played all stuff from Halifax, Nova Scotia. But in this next set, we're going to get into some stuff... out of his own personal taste. We're going to hear a band right now. What's this band about? Chronic...
Chronic Disease, Dare to Face. They're from Belgium. Really fast band. If you like Heresy, you'll love this.
And who doesn't like Heresy? Wimps, that's who.
Exactly.
All right. Chronic Disease, out of Belgium. Fast,
Tuesday, March 25th at the Cobalt, CITR and Timber Concerts present Perfect Pussy. Perfect Pussy will be joined by special guests Vision. Advance tickets are available at Zulu Records and Red Cat Records or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to timberconcerts.com.
Here we go, it's cider time!
Well, that's something else. What's that, D-Rock?
Captain Cider Stinky Pants.
And who's in that? The name that was Captain Cider with Evil in League with Cider. And who's in that band?
Me.
And who else?
Me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is a stupid solo project I do.
All right. There's a lot of. Was that programmed drums in there? Or,
yeah.
Programmed drums.
Uh huh.
And guitar.
No, it's real guitar and real bass.
Okay, cool.
Real vocals.
Cool, but programmed drums, that's okay. Can't go wrong with that. Nope. Well, you can go wrong with programmed drums, what am I saying? But not in that song. So we're going to hear some other stuff right now. We're going to hear another band. What's the name of this band here?
Scattered Few. This is off the early demo stuff, early 80s. Actually, they're a Christian hardcore band.
Uh-oh.
Not really big on Christians, but I mean... really good though, really fast, pretty crazy shit like that. So
Christian hardcore,
yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah, but they're amazing though.
I didn't know they had Christian hardcore back.
Yeah, I think they were one of the first actually.
All right.
I hate Christians, but you know, whatever.
I don't hate Christians. I hate Christianity.
Well, yeah,
and
well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
All right. Well, the lyrical content of this is against my better judgment, but that's okay. Because
kind of makes me laugh.
You're the guest, and gotta accommodate. Here we go. Scattered Few on Generation Annihilation.
Yeah. There are babies that become malnourished because their mothers fed them pounds of coke, believing it is the best thing they can give their children in the area of the country that produces much of the world's copper. Dr. Stevens, the only pediatrician, reports that 54% of seriously malnourished children admitted to the Children's Hospital at Ngola have Bank of Baby written on their progress charts at the foot of their beds. The Zambian government has now reportedly banned Bantu advertisements because of the influence of the poor. Innocent people, not ignorant people.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And the show you were tuned into right now is Generation Annihilation. And in that last set, we started something off with a Christian hardcore band, PTTCP by Scattered Few. Man, that sounded good. I hate to say it.
Ha, I know.
What year? Where was this band from? And how did they ever?
Somewhere in the States, California or something. I can't remember exactly.
Where man, but
early '80s, like just. Don't think about that Christian stuff, right?
No, I try not to.
Yeah. But,
and then we heard from a band called Screaming Holocaust, Cancer Up Your Bum?
It's on that 7-inch, but the album's called Fantababies. It's actually quite a weird story about that. There was this tribe in Africa that went back in town because they heard about vitamin C. And they came back with a bunch of cans of Fanta. And they brought it back, and they fed the whole tribe it and killed off pretty well the whole tribe.
What, they couldn't drink Fanta?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not really vitamin C now, is it?
No, it would kill somebody, though?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, the malnourished children, I guess, out in
some... Oh, they had some reaction to it.
They had a reaction to it.
So, okay. I
mean, it's pop. It's garbage, right? So,
yeah. All right, then we made up for the Christian content with some... with some satanic content from Necro Holocaust, Ritual Goat Command. This is a brand new CD that just came out, and this is their cover of Hellhammer.
Yeah.
Revelations of Doom. Man, that's a sped up version. You said you had something to do with this song.
Well, yeah? I helped record that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
Track, yeah.
Necro Holocaust from a brand new CD called Ritual Goat Command, and that was on a split with Obeisance originally. So yeah, we're gonna get back into the tunes. This is a band I actually do know. They're from the UK, and I played them not too long ago. Yeah, ex-Chaos UK members and Ripcord members at the time. Yeah, I like this band. And yeah, I guess we're pretty close to being out of time here, so we might get into one more after this. But yeah, we'll see what happens. This is Spite on Generation Annihilation CITR. Here we go.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
what you hear from the Exploited. Listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. That was the mighty BGK from Holland from the White Male Dominance 7-inch Gone Mad, followed with Zyklon A from a discography thing of theirs, Angry Faces. What are Zyklon A all about? Where are they from?
You said Holland, right?
Zyklon A?
Netherlands.
Netherlands, okay. Yep, yeah. Holland, Netherlands, same thing.
Yeah, same place. Pretty sure.
And a band that I actually, well, I know BGK, and a band that I have BGK in my collection, and I have this band in my collection as well, unlike some of the stuff you're playing today, which is a great welcome treat to the show. Some of the stuff is so obscure, you can't even find any info about it online. But yeah, Spite, A Threat to Society, Junkies, that's going back to the mid-90s. Awesome act, which had Becky from Chaos UK and two of the members from Ripcord out of the UK. So yeah, this has been another edition of Generation Annihilation. Thanks to all of you who came out last night to the show at Olympia Pizza in Surrey with All Out Panic, Cardi 7, Old Man Strength, and Section 9. And no thanks to the jerk-off who came in and ripped off the tip jar at that place. God, talk about low, you know.
It's pretty
and,
low.
Yeah, I mean, looked like a normal straight-laced dude. And there's photos of some other dude who ripped off a laptop from a tattoo shop last week as well. It's like, what's wrong with these people, you know? You know, there is a thing as the social networking cameras, and everybody will know who you are, and they'll know what an idiot you are as well. So, yeah. So, yeah, check out Generation Annihilation online. Like us on Facebook, www.generationannihilation.com. Thanks to D-Rock for coming up. It's been a blast. And we got Power Chord coming up next. Don't we, Ron?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, thanks, D-Rock. Power Chord. Power Chord up next. And I'm going to enjoy some oatmeal. And I'm going to enjoy. Thanks to D-Rock for introducing me to some of these acts. Thanks to him for introducing me to St. Ambrose Oatmeal Stout. And I'd also like to thank him for another recent addition in my life, and that's Vegan Pho at Pho Lin. It's the best. You can't go wrong with it. All right. Thanks, D-Rock. Power Chord up next.
Cheers.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, what? Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you out.
All right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and I've been away for a little bit, but I'm back again. And got a lot of new stuff for you. Not going to be doing too much yabbering. One show... did just get announced that I'm very excited about. I'll tell you the date for it when I do the, or actually at the end of the set probably, but they're coming in April, and that's one of my favorite of the new thrash bands. Havoc are coming back and headlining at the Rickshaw, so that's going to be an amazing show. But anyway, in light of that, we're going to play some Havoc off their latest album called In Natural Selection. And this is a track called I Am the State. Power chord CITR.